Hello, hello, hello. What? How? That came out of my mouth so weird. Hello, hello, you guys. Welcome back to Save Not Soft. If you're watching on YouTube, it's giving Christmas. It's giving. It just turned November, and the green and the red is already coming out. I didn't really plan for it to be Christmas themes until I like sat down, looked at my camera. I was like, I look like a Christmas tree. I look like Christmas. I'm not mad at it. I might just set up my tree after this episode. We'll see. I'm actually down though. But hey, you guys, hope you guys are doing amazing. Hope you guys are doing so awesome. I've missed you guys per usual. And I'm really excited to talk about this topic today. Just like every single other episode, because I say that every episode that I'm so excited. But I am excited because everything is about God and it really does help. Like, these episodes are so breathed by God. It's like God just wrote the message up in heaven and just gave it down to me to deliver it. And today, you guys, we're going to talk about protecting your peace, which my nail tech, Adriana, this is for you, bae. because I was telling her while I was getting my nails done the other day, I was like, yeah, this is what God's putting on my heart. And she was like, come out with the episode because I need it. And I was like, okay, like that was just kind of confirmation that God is wanting to reach his sons and daughters with the message that we need to protect our peace and stand in a posture to where we're able to receive peace and what that looks like and how we could protect that. And I'm really excited. If I'm huffing and puffing, I'm so sorry. It's been hard for me to like breathe correctly, kind of mini story time, but over the weekend I was hospitalized. So awesome, because I got carbon monoxide poisoning, and it was by far the I wasn't scared. It was the wildest thing that's ever happened to me though. It actually, you know what? That's going to be a different, I will tell y'all my near-death experience another day, because if I fell asleep in my room, I would have died from the carbon monoxide that I was breathing in. And what I experienced and what I saw and felt was really crazy. That will be for another sermon topic, but as of right now, I'm still recovering. Just like breathing has been hard, just like getting my lungs back to normal, and I'm starting to get some of my memory back. So it's just been weird the past few days, but you know what? It's all good. It's all fine. So yeah, I'm all good. God is very good, and he really just like pulled me out. I'll tell you the basis of what happened. I lit 5 candles. They burned all day, like for more than 10 hours. I blew them out right before I went to sleep, and I closed my door because I got cats and I don't like them. So I don't want them to come in my house. Not in my house, in my room. So I closed my door. The house fam wasn't going. So all of that icky stuff was in here. I breathed it in and I almost died because of it. But all good now. So yeah, I don't know why I said that. Oh, because I said if I'm huffing and puffing. So if I'm breathing really like loud or if I'm like gasping for air, just know that that's why I'm not. Yeah, that's why. Okay, let's pray, y'all. Let's pray. Let's get into what the word says and what God is wanting to say today. So if you guys could please bow your heads and close your eyes with your sister, that would be great. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today with open arms, open hands, and open hearts, God. I just pray that through this message, you just keep revealing the goodness of who you are, that the beautiful story of your character and how you love us is consistently being revealed. And I pray today that we discover peace in you. And I pray that we acknowledge that we have it, because you dwell within us and you are in our hearts. And I just pray that the peace that we encounter never leaves. And the peace that we feel and know of, your peace, is something we never let go of. I pray for those who are listening that they just come with everything open, just ready for you to just come in and invade. Give me the confidence to speak, sharpen my tongue. Give me wisdom. This is your platform, not mine. This is all yours, not mine. Continue to make me humble. Take away every single little ounce of pride I may have in my body. This is about you always. Like, every single little thing is about you. Let everything that comes out of my mouth glorify you. Help me be a good advocate of who you are, God. And lead me so I can lead others. And to those who need to hear your voice right now, I just pray that they have an encounter that they've never had before. And you touch their hearts in a way that they've never been touched before. So we're believing in a miracle because you are a God who is miraculous. And we thank you for that. And I'm just so in awe by your beauty and how much you love us. Thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Please forgive us of our trespasses. What's the next part? And lead us not into temptation. There we go. But deliver us from the evil one. Amen. I kind of blanked out. Amen. Y'all, I was baptized Catholic. I went to Catholic for 2 years. And I used to say that thing every single Sunday. And I blanked all of a sudden. I was like, what? I say this almost every day. That's so funny. Protect your peace. Oh, I'm excited for this one because we got structure going on. Okay. Protect your peace. We're going to be talking about our comprehension, how to take captive, and how to take cover. I'm very excited for this because things are way too crazy right now to not have peace of mind. And I think a lot of people are being irritated and a lot of people are being shaken by things, and we have a very real adversary that we don't have time to just be scatterbrained. Like, we can encounter peace in Jesus today. Peace is possible today. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to wait 20 years or 40 years until I'm retired to encounter peace. I want to encounter peace today with Jesus. And that's the hopes of what's going to happen today, is that we are going to receive and acknowledge peace, take captive of every single thought, and be under the covering of Christ. So, open up your Bibles and notebooks, because we are going to talk a lot about the word and what God has to say, and how good of a father he is. And I'm so excited. And whether if you've faced something already, if you're facing right now, or that you will eventually, like, this is something that everybody goes through. Things are going to come and try to compromise our peace, whether if that's people, things, situations, idols, I don't know, like temptation, spiritual warfare. There, we have a very real adversary, whether if that's the enemy himself or our flesh, that really wants to kill, steal, and destroy. So we must acknowledge that peace is something that the enemy wants to rob from us. Okay? We have a very real adversary, and that adversary wants to kill, steal, and destroy anything that aligns with the will of God. And what aligns with the will of God is peace. And because of Jesus, we're able to encounter and to receive peace. We're able to dwell in peace. It's actually so stinking freaking beautiful. Love it. And this could be through, or what was I going to say? Attacks of robbing our peace can come through, like I said, people, things, situations, warfare, whatever it may be. But how do we encounter peace and receive it and set our minds onto holy things? What does that look like? What does peace look like? I'm going to tilt my mic just a little bit, just because I do feel like I am far away from, I'm like leaning this way. Okay. Hello, phone. What's going on? I first want to comprehend what peace is and the understanding that we should have that it's already granted onto us when we accept Jesus in our hearts. So what does it mean to comprehend? It means to understand, to know. And Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You could protect your peace by receiving peace. Your peace already comes with an insurance plan. And I think sometimes we don't step into peace because we don't even recognize that we have it in the first place. Like, we don't even recognize that we have accessibility to peace right away. I think sometimes some of us are way too busy searching for what peace looks like when it's right in front of us. One thing I tell my kids in ministry all the time is that something that's right in front of you, but you never see it, is your nose. Now, all y'all listening to this or watching this being like, oh yeah, my nose is right here. You go about your whole day never seeing your nose, but it's the closest thing to your eyesight besides your eyeballs. Like, or your eyelashes. But it's so close, but yet you don't see it until you focus. This is what peace looks like. We have the ability to encounter peace. But in order to encounter it, you have to know that you have it. Because, like the nose thing, I'm gonna never know that I had a nose if I didn't know I had a nose. Like, do you get what I'm saying? It's like, to encounter peace, we first must be in a posture to receive it. What does that look like? Accepting Jesus. Jesus grants us peace. He says, peace I give you. So this is a gift that comes with Jesus because Jesus dwells within our hearts. So if Jesus is in me, that means peace is also in me. Do we understand, church? Scripture tells us that we have peace, and peace starts with knowing that you have it. And what does peace look like? My pastor said it the best, because I think sometimes we think peace is when I'm retired and I'm in Bora Bora at one of those huts on the beach with my bae or with my girls or with my family, and we just eating everything and just quiet. And like, we have our own definitions of what quote unquote peace is. And how my pastor said it the best is, we see how Jesus encountered peace. For an example, in the boat, in the middle of the storm, Jesus was sleeping in a boat while a whole storm was happening in the middle of the sea that he was in. And he was sleeping. My boy was sleeping. How many of us would be frightened? When you look at the instance with the disciples, they're like, Jesus, Jesus, calm down. The waters, we're scared. And like, Jesus is like, can y'all like chill? I'm trying to take a nap. Like, we see how Jesus encounters peace. And real peace is found in the midst of the storm. And that's, and sure, it could be when things are quiet as well. But peace is accessible at all times. And who carries that? Jesus. I can encounter peace in a chaotic situation because I have the fulfilled will and promise of God, his son, that dwells within me. Like, I belong to him. And because I'm his daughter, I'm bound to receive the inheritance of who he is. So yes, I have peace. It all starts with a knowing. And what's so funny about knowings is that it starts up here, right? For me to know that I have to have peace, it has to be a decision I make up here, right? To accept Jesus or to let him in my heart and to step in that, oh my gosh, that stepping stool of peace, right? It all starts in the mind. And I would like to say everybody has had their mind attacked, whether that's with intrusive thoughts, overthinking, depressive thinking, aggravated thinking. Our minds can oftentimes be a war zone. So we can comprehend that we know peace, but we also have to understand that our adversary is really real. And just like how God wants to send a message to our minds that we have peace, the enemy wants to counteract that. Our flesh wants to counteract that. Because our flesh and the enemy is in complete opposition of who God is, right? So the enemy can often attack our minds. And this can happen through, and this is my next point, which is called take captive. And the inspiration from this is from 2 Corinthians. Actually, can I please stop for a second? Go back. Let me give you guys some verses. Oh my gosh, I just been on a roll. I'm like, I didn't even give you guys verses. For knowing that we have peace, let me let you know that this is scriptural. Because John 16:33 says, I've told you these things so in me that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And then John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. It all starts with the knowing that you have peace, because God, Jesus, has already gifted peace onto us. We just have to acknowledge it. And I think sometimes we're trying to look so hard for peace when it's at the tip of our nose and it's right here, because Jesus is right here if you accepted him. What was my next point? Oh, the enemy wants to attack anything that's in the opposition of who God is, right? Wait, no. The enemy wants to attack God. There we go. So what that looks like is, if God wants to give me peace, the enemy wants to steal that. Very simple stuff. Anything that God wants to give me, the enemy wants to take away. Well, we know that God is powerful, that the enemy has already lost, like, haha, loser, like, you're done for. God has already won the victory. So for you to think that the enemy is going to overcome God is absolutely blasphemous and a straight out lie, because God got the absolute dub. But the enemy will try to trick our minds, like how we see in the garden. Like, the enemy is a liar, right? So if peace starts with knowing that you have peace and receiving it, the enemy is going to try to attack your mind. And this is my next portion, and we're actually here, which is take captive. And this comes from 2 Corinthians 10:5. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive of every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Our responsibility is to demolish. So I would like to say all of us have gotten our minds tapped into. Like, I can't tell you how many times I fell for a lie, or I almost did, or I thought way too deep, and my thinking was not pleasing God whatsoever. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. So if God is wanting to grant you peace and you're stepping into that, imagine how mad the enemy's going to get. Or even your flesh. It could even be yourself. So whether if that's through people, things, situations, I think we could, I'm gonna bring up the sake of people for this, because let's all admit, we have people who piss us off, okay? There's some people who get on our nerves and they make us angry. And sometimes we could just fantasize arguments in our heads and just be angry and bitter and irritable, and we'll let the behavior of other people disturb our peace. And I'm using this because I know this will apply to everybody, especially people right now who can't stop thinking about their dad who left them. And your thinking pattern is robbing you from the peace that God wants you to encounter. You're too busy thinking about how your sister won't apologize to you. You could have encountered peace yesterday or the day before that. It doesn't mean to excuse what people have done to you, but you are able to encounter peace in the midst of the battle because you have the Holy Spirit who dwells within you. So what's our job? To demolish arguments that sets itself up against the will of God. Are you really finding peace overthinking and fantasizing arguments that you're having with your ex-boyfriend? Are you really at peace of mind? Or are you just comfortable? Or are you trying to get your own closure? That is not peace. you're not finding peace by that. In that verse, it says arguments and pretensions. That could be anything. People, idols, emotions, situations, spiritual warfare, things you can and cannot control. And the Greek word for captive, it means to control, to conquer, and to bring into submission. We have the authority through Christ, so you can't do this outside of God. You have to be in partnership with God in order to do this because we are more than conquerors in Him, right? Through Him. We have the authority and the ability to take every single thought captive that sets itself up against the will of God and conquer it and have it submit to the will of God. We have the authority to do so. So even if people, things, situations are trying to oppress you, you still have the opportunity through Christ to take that captive and make it obedient to Him. It's wild. Anything that sets itself up against the will of God. So if you're getting out of a friendship right now that was toxic and all you're thinking is about, oh, she did this to me and she took all my clothes and she was a bad influence and she did this to my other friends and she was talking behind my back, all these things. You could gossip in your mind, but that is the very thing that's robbing you from peace. Take that thought captive. Making up arguments in your head and how you're going to talk to this person. Like, we will put so much time into fantasizing how we'll speak to people and the argument we're quote unquote about to have, but we won't pray or we won't seek God. And we have to take these thoughts through the authority of Christ, take them captive and make them obedient to Him. And this sounds like easier said than done because our minds operate like this very fast. And I would even like to say when we start thinking about things that captures our attention, it releases a lot of dopamine because you're being satisfied, but it doesn't mean that it's actually good for your soul whatsoever. And I think sometimes it's easy, it's hard for us to take thoughts captive because thoughts can be very, very loud. And how do I take captive of this thought if it's just right in front of my face? I can't get rid of it. How do I find peace if my adversary is right here and my opposition is right here in front of my face, screaming in my face? It's all I see. It's all I hear. Just because it's loud doesn't mean that it's right. Because the Bible says that the enemy prowls like a roaring lion, but the Lord comes in a gentle whisper. So just because something's screaming and crying right in front of your face doesn't mean that you should pay any attention to it. Because it might be the one thing that wants to rob you from peace. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." And 1 Kings 19:12 says, "After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came, He came in a gentle whisper." Just because it's loud and right in front of your face means that you need to take it with you. And I think sometimes we could be a human doormat for people because their opposition is being thrown at us. But baby girl, you have the authority to say no. Nope. You could take captive of every thought just by saying no and not coming into agreement with the things that are in opposition to God. Whether if that's a relationship you're having that was toxic and you're breaking up, something at work, spiritual warfare, thoughts that aren't even your own, family relational stuff, you have the authority to encounter peace with God and protect it by just saying know. You could scream at me all day, but no. We're not going to do this. Nah. Even a no can do so much. Some of you guys might just need to say no this week to things that have been taken captive of your mind. But girl, you have the authority to say no and take captive of every single thought through Christ and make it obedient to him. Do you think God wants your mind to be set on things that are going to throw you into confusion? Do you think God wants you to stay there? God wants you to encounter peace, the peace that he has already given you, the peace that already lives inside of you because of the Holy Spirit that he has granted upon you that now dwells within us because we accepted Christ. You can encounter peace today. Absolutely right now. And did not plan this, but I would like to take just a moment in this podcast for submission and for repentance. Because we can entertain thought patterns and our adversary in opposition, even if it's unknowingly. But I think some of you guys are realizing that, dang, I actually haven't been encountering my blessings because I was too busy entertaining the opposition of peace. The thing that was attacking my mind or attacking my body or attacking my loved ones. So I want to take a time to repent and to come out of agreement with the things that are against the will of God. So I would love to pray right now. And then we'll go into the rest, but I just felt really led to do so. Let's pray real quick. I just want to create a gap for submission. Father God, we're just coming to you right now, laying down our obsessive, intrusive thinking at your feet. The things that we entertain that are outside of your will, God, we are sorry that we have entertained those things and have not entertained your holiness. I repent. I'm sorry that I wasn't setting my mind onto you. I am ready to set my mind onto you. Teach me how to think in a holier manner. Teach me to make you my number one place of thinking. I'm just hearing God say, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. Thank you, God, for being so generous. Thank you, God, for being so generous. And I just pray that as we talk on the rest of this podcast, that you restore us and that we submit to you our thinking patterns, our problem, the thing that's coming after us. We are just handing it to you and we're saying no to it and we're coming out of agreement with it. Like whoever's listening, just say, I come out of agreement with poverty. I come out of agreement with abuse. I come out of agreement with my toxic relationship. Like whatever it is, just give it to him. Because we know that when we let go, we're now in a posture to receive. So God, we are sorry. We are ready to give this to you. And we're ready to receive and to know the peace that you have given us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I had to pray real quick. I just felt that. Talks about comprehending, understanding that you do have peace because the Holy Spirit dwells within you. You have authority through Christ to take every single thought captive. But the most important one, and this one makes me emotional, because sometimes we could do everything that we could, but it's really God who got us covered. And this is take cover. God has equipped us with tools and with a covering and with a victory that you cannot get anywhere else. to take cover. So think of this. When I think of like someone saying take cover, I think of like, I don't know, like a war movie, like, I don't know, like Forrest Gump. That's the only one that I know. But when they say take cover, you run somewhere where there's a safe foundation or surface to where if you go under it, you're safe. It's a safe place, right? God is our covering. To take cover means that you have to rely on a covering. This is God because he covers us. He covers us. He covers us from the beginning of time, even with Adam and Eve, because even after they sinned against God, it says in Genesis 3:21, the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. After they peaced out and basically dipped on the will of God and sinned against him. Like, he still covered them, right? The Lord gives us tools. He gives us a covering. He gives us weapons. My favorite one, which I prayed over my brothers just recently and equipped them with, is the armor of God. And when I learned about the armor of God 2 years ago, that's when I learned it, changed my life, like radically changed my life. Understanding that there's a covering that God gives us and he gives us tools. It's so beautiful. So I'm going to read, this is in Ephesians 6:11 through 18. And this is what the full armor of God looks like. Put on the full armor of God so that you could take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish with all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. So much stuff I could go into with this. One thing I do want to say is that it says in scripture, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the heavenly of evil in the heavenly realms. So what does this mean? That it's not even just people try to come after you. It's the force that is using them as a vessel to hit those around them. Because I think sometimes we think that God's not, sometimes we think that God is just on our side and not for the people around us. But our war isn't with people. It's with the force that is driving them. The evil force that is driving them. That's where the war is. It's the forces of evil in the heavenly realms that we don't even see, but that God gives us knowledge about, that God gives us wisdom on. So you guys could be having a hard time with people, with relationships, but just know the person who's probably hurting you is probably just a hurt person who only knows how to hurt people instead of knowing how to love people. Pray for them. You could protect yourself just by sending out Jesus to them. The name of Jesus alone is enough armor. Girl don't like how I'm dressing. Jesus. She jealous of me because da-da-da-da-da. Jesus. Like, you envious? Jesus. You call me a certain name? Jesus. Like, instead of arguing and entertaining people, problems, things and situations and such, I could just send Jesus to the forefront of it. Not to battle them, but to show them compassion. Because my war isn't with people. It's with the evil forces that people are being deceived by. That's the real war we're facing. Is that we have a very real adversary who wants to take, steal, kill, and destroy everything
that's in the will of God. That is our adversary, and that is our adversary. That's our opposition. And then we see like the God gives us the armor of God, right? And I love how it says, where you at? Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The only thing that's a weapon is literally the word of God. Because a sword, you can lie, you know? But the only thing that is a weapon is literally the word of God. So if you really trying to go to war with the things that are being set up against you, girl, if you don't pull that word out, because the word, I kid you not, no matter what I'm in, whether if it's temptation or if I'm being deceived or if I'm being oppressed in some way, the word of God will be the thing that slices through all of it. If people are telling me words that I should not be hearing, whether if it's word curses or hexes, or just bullying or energy, whatever it may be, the word of God slices through all of that, all of it. God gives us the tools. And not only are we armed, like we are so covered. I think we don't realize how safe God is, because not only does he provide a covering, but he also like gives us armor too. He's like, okay, just in case if you don't feel safe already by my perfect and divine covering, I'm just gonna like fit you in the readiness of it too. Just to let you know that you real safe. Like you are so safe. You are so safe with God. Not only does God clothe us and give us armor, but there's also a covering that God gives us with him alone and through the church. I want to talk about the church real quick, because I think a lot of people want to fight their battles on their own when there are people who are equipped with giftings and with tools that you may or may not have access to just yet and want to help you. Like, we are called to operate as one, and you aren't supposed to be alone. Like, the church wants to pray for you. The church wants to help you, all for the glory of God. So that's my one little encouragement. Just like, don't let this be something that's done in secret. Like, there is a very real community that God wants to give you, which is his church, and help you and encourage you and edify you. It says in Romans 8:37, now in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And then 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God. He gave us the victory through Lord Jesus Christ. The cross is a victory. The cross is a covering. Exactly what the victory is, literally the covering. There is a covering because of the victory of Jesus. We are so covered and safe because there is victory on our side, not because of anything we did, but because of everything that God did. There is a very real covering that we have. We are protected. We are safe. We are loved. And in that, you can find peace. In that, you're bound to discover peace. Just to reiterate everything we just talked about. Know you have peace. Know that you have peace. Use the tools that God has given you. The word, prayer. Take every thought captive. Rely on God. Like, peace is in you because Jesus is in you. If you want to, I would recommend to those who didn't watch my boundaries episode where we talked about setting boundaries and what that looks like and how to recognize the value of yourself and that you need to put up walls. please go watch that episode after or before this, just because it all kind of ties into one. And I do believe boundaries is something, well, which is what I said in pretty much like take every thought captive. Like, it's okay to say no. It's okay to put up a wall and be like, you're not going to walk all over me, you know? But peace, y'all. You don't have to wait till the end of this year to receive peace, or until you're in a relationship, or until you escape your abusive home. You can encounter peace right now. You have accessibility to peace right now. Please believe that, because it's true. And I just spent 45 minutes telling you that it's true. Please believe it. Because I think a lot of people are stressed, and a lot of people are going through things that's angering them and making them sadden. But your perception matters. And doesn't mean necessarily that you should excuse or rush grief or your emotions, but not to dwell in it. And just know that God conquers all. God conquers it all. And like I said, it doesn't mean to excuse the behavior of other people, but like, just don't stay in that. Don't live in the environment that other people are creating. You have the ability to step into a new anointing through Christ. You are made to be set free. Children of God. God wants to set you free. No more bondage. Peace. Peace is what he gives you. Peace is what he gives you. I feel like I needed to even hear that. I can't wait to watch this back and hear it for myself. Thank you, God, for all that. That was so good. That was so good. Oh, that was so good. What's so funny is because I was in the hospital all this weekend, I'm literally, it's like Tuesday. I'm supposed to upload this in 2 hours. So I'm going to watch it real quick, then upload it. So we'll see how that goes. But I love you guys so much. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, leave it down below. If you need prayer, there's a link down below of how I can pray for you. If you got saved, there's also another link. And then if you feel led to tithe, there's a Cash App link. And if you can't tithe for any reason, please pray for this ministry. And that God continues to guide me and continues to keep me humble and just uplift the kingdom in the way that he wants to, that his will is just done through all things. But yeah. Thank you guys for today and for everything and for the accomplishments we've been hitting recently. It's been really awesome to be in this, and it's only going up from here, and I'm really excited. I love you guys so much. I'll see you 2 weeks from now, or maybe if I'm feeling optimistic, I'll come out with another episode next week. We'll see. I love you guys.